Nolte, UW Madison Students Demand Removal of Lincoln Statue. By John Nolte on June 30, 2020. Students at the University of Madison are calling for a statue of President Lincoln to be torn down. The statue is on the Wisconsin campus, and at least these lunatics are not just tearing this one down. For now, at least, this comes as a polite request by way of the Black Student Union. He was also very publicly anti-black. Nalum McCorder, president of the Wisconsin Black Student Union, said in a statement, "Just because he was anti-slavery doesn't mean he was pro-black." He said a lot in his presidential campaigns. His fourth presidential campaign speech, he said that he believes there should be an inferior and superior. And he believes white people should be the superior race. So far, UW Madison Chancellor Rebecca Blank is refusing to remove the statue. Like those of all presidents, Lincoln's legacy is complex and contains actions which, 150 years later, appear flawed, she said in a statement. However, when the totality of his tenure is considered, Lincoln is widely acknowledged as one of our greatest presidents, having issued the Emancipation Proclamation, persuaded Congress to adopt the 13th Amendment ending slavery and preserved the Union during the Civil War. McCorder did not find that convincing. For them to want to protect a breathless, lifeless statue more than they care about the experiences of their black students that have been crying out for help for the past 50, 60 years, it's just a horrible feeling as a student, as a black and brown student on campus, she said. Remember all the way back in 2017 when President Trump warned us that if we didn't stand up to the Confederate statue topplers, the vandals would eventually come after Jefferson and Washington. Remember how the media laughed at him? Well, in just 3 short years, the fascists have already moved past the Founding Fathers and are now targeting Abraham freaking Lincoln. This is never going to stop until a principled case is made for not erasing history, for looking at the full historical figure. And yes, for respecting the fact that people are a product of their time. A case also needs to be made to these fascist snowflakes and crybullies that their feelings are their problem. It's not up to the rest of us to constantly accommodate their precious feelings. They need to grow a thicker skin and leave the rest of us alone. What's going to happen if, in a few years, when the FBI recordings are finally released, we learn that Reverend Martin Luther King did in fact sit back and enjoy the entertainment of watching an associate of his brutally rape a woman? A credible historian claims he heard the recording, which is set to be released in just 7 years. What are we going to do if there's a recording out there of a man who looked on and laughed as his pal raped some poor woman? Do we topple King's statue? Do we erase the national holiday in his name? Do we ignore everything King did for civil rights, for our country? Do we allow one monstrous act to blot out the totality of a man who gave his life to make America a better place? And UW-Madison is not the only place where Abe Lincoln finds himself under siege. Lincoln's statue was defaced in Great Britain. The Democrat mayor of Boston is in favor of removing a statue of Lincoln from Lincoln Park. The left-wing terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa have Lincoln's Emancipation Memorial on their hit list. A memorial placed in Washington, D.C. in 1876, dedicated by Frederick Douglass, and paid for by the slaves freed by our 16th president. People are products of their time, people are complicated. Many of us are deeply flawed, and no one but Jesus Christ is pure enough to survive this kind of purge. Oh, wait. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.